Hey, it's Ryan Man coming to you with another Buckos Country Blitz. We're finishing up training camp, but was Sean Payton, his training camp really ever finished? Don't think so. From his comments, you just have to say, no, not really. But the final week of training camp, the offense got on a roll. The chemistry between Russell Wilson and Cortland Sutton is there. Let's hope it transfers over to the regular season more so than last season. I would say with Sean Payton as our head coach and doing the teaching, the answer is going to be yes. Kicker situation, Broncos cut Elliott Fry. They kept Brett Maher. He's going to get a shot to be the starting kicker. I don't know if the starting kicker is actually on our roster right now. My gut tells me no. Maher, maybe. If he has a good game in San Francisco, maybe. But we'll see. And also, you know, there's a lot of comments this week about the Broncos getting dinged up. You know, Sutton was in and out for a couple reasons. Judy was. Other players on defense was. I think Simmons was out part of a day. Football is a physical game, and these players choose to play a physical game. And Sean Payton is really big about physicality and conditioning, and you're not going to get beat by a team that's more physically in shape than the Broncos are. And you know what? Injuries are going to come with that. They're going to come with it. It's always been part of the game. Obviously, Tim Patrick, we already talked about him, tearing his ACL. Jonas Griffith tearing his ACL. You know, it's unfortunate, but I look around the league for some reason, and who knows, maybe years down the road, long after this podcast has seen its final episode, there'll be a reason for why there are all the torn ACLs that there are in this era of the NFL. Because it's not just the Broncos. There are players dropping like flies around the league during training camp. Now, some other things to mention about the preseason. The starters are going to play again against the Niners here coming up in the second preseason game. It sounds like the starters could possibly play the third game depending on how the second game goes. Sounds like the big things that Sean Payton's looking for is a little more consistency on offense. It really was pounded home this week that Sean Payton was way more disappointed in the offensive line than he was in the actual offensive group in terms of quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. He was mainly disappointed in the offensive line. The offensive line threw off the timing of everything else. He really wants to see that improved. I think everyone can agree with him on that. Anyone that watched the game against the Cardinals, anybody that's been a football fan for quite some time, could see that offensive line just was not gelling. Garrett Bowles, hopefully this week is better. You knew he was going to have some rust coming back. Hopefully this week is better when he's out there playing. And it's interesting, our preseason slate is all NFC West teams. Now, we usually play an NFC West team during the preseason. We switch it up maybe with a team from the AFC or whatever. But this year, just happen to glance and notice that. They're all the NFC West teams except the Seattle Seahawks. You got to think they made sure to keep that one off on purpose. Just based on how the hype on that went last year. Probably a smart move by the NFL. I'm guessing the Broncos will play the Seahawks next preseason. It's just a feeling. I feel like it's due again next year. We usually rotate between the teams we're playing this year, and then we may get Seattle 1 year, Chicago 1 year, something like that, Dallas. So we'll see. And I don't know if you've heard, but the Walton Penner Group and Greg Penner, like I said, he has been growing on me quite a bit. They got the team a new plane. All the players have first-class seats. Now, they have some coach section, of the plane that reporters and stuff like that, play-by-play analysts, all that, can sit in if they're flying with the team. But for the players and the coaches, it's all first-class seating. That is, not to go ahead and use the phrase again, but that's pretty first-class by the Walton Penner Group. That's probably the nicest situation that any Broncos team has had flying. And I guess it's the evolution of the NFL, the evolution of ownership and everything probably comes with the territory. But you got to think players that have been with the Broncos for a while knows the difference. And who knows how that plays into the mindset of a player in terms of, well, I'm going to give it this much more than I was giving. I mean, I think they give it their all anyways. But who knows? Maybe it does better for their mental well-being, for their rest period between destinations. You never know. You never know. And with training camp coming to a close, like I said, does training camp ever really close with Sean Payton? The answer to that is a big no, in my opinion. But we've seen improvements in the offense. I mentioned in prior episodes prior to this, since training camp started, don't panic. Sean Payton, his system takes a while to pick up. He puts players in positions to be successful. If anyone remembers when Drew Brees went over to the Saints from the Chargers, a lot of people didn't expect much given the injury that Drew Brees had to his shoulder at the time. And it took him a while to learn Sean Payton's offense. People forget that. People forget that when that marriage started between Sean Payton and Drew Brees, that thing didn't just click like we were used to for so many years. And it sounds like it's clicking now for Russell Wilson in the offense. This week, they were on par or well above the defense. I've heard a lot of people this week mention it's Russell Wilson's best week of practice since he has been a Bronco. And we'll see if it translates over to the next preseason game. I hope so. I mean, you never know how it's going to transfer over when you're not playing against your own personnel and you're playing against another team. But you got to think the other team's not quite as certain of what's coming as our own defense. And let's hope we don't get as many zero looks by the defense as we did against the Cardinals. That was still crazy that the Cardinals brought as much pressure as they did. I know they have a rookie head coach. Maybe he's trying to prove himself. But I just don't see Kyle Shanahan and the Niners doing that. I really think way from the days of when the Broncos lost to the Niners 55-10 in Super Bowl 24, there's this mutual respect now between the Denver Broncos and 49ers. John Lynch being over there, Kyle Shanahan. So many Broncos connections back and forth in terms of, I think there's a really mutual respect between the teams. So I think we'll get a pretty fair shakeout to try a few things on offense and defense. Obviously, in the base personnel, not probably going to show too much again. And we'll see how it goes this week. But looking forward to the next preseason game against the Niners, and really, with the way things have been trending in camp, the hype, at least in the preseason, is continuing to become true. The hype is becoming a little more justified, which is ironic because of all the hype that happened last year when Nathaniel Hackett was here, then it came out flat. Not as much hype in terms of social media and everything this year, but just the hype in terms of on the field performance and play and practice is how it should be. Plus, we actually have a training camp this year. We didn't really have one with Nathaniel Hackett last year. We had rubber gloves on last year. See, Sean Payton may want to say that. He can't say that, because he needs to stay a little political for the NFL landscape, not as much be a analyst type guy, which I can respect that. You got to walk that line carefully as a head coach in the NFL. But I can say it. Until next time, this is the Rye Man with the Broncos Country Blitz. And remember to find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/Broncos Country and on Twitter at DDCR_BCB.